From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message called Confronting Our Jerichos. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the city of Jericho confronted the children of Israel with many things that illustrate moral and spiritual truths for the people of God in every generation. Israel's battles and victories have their counterparts in the lives of individual Christians, as well as in the life of the church as a whole. In this message, Dr. Cairns is seeking to provide biblical answers for God's people facing obstacles. First of all, we've learned that believers face deeply established strongholds of resistance as individuals. Yet, it's not the will of God that His people should live in a constant state of crisis, but rather that they should know the fullness that is in Jesus Christ. Then every worker for Christ finds a Jericho standing in his way. Sinners do not want to hear the gospel. This is true as well of the Church of Jesus Christ, for the world does not welcome the mission of the Church as God's people seek to encompass the strongholds of sin and win the victory for Christ. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize today, Christians have every reason for rejoicing, for the Lord has assured His people of victory in all these areas, their personal lives, their service for Christ, and in the work of the Church. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 7. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Upstarts frequently usurp the highest places, while the truly great pine in obscurity. This is a riddle in providence whose solution will one day gladden the hearts of the upright. But it is so common a fact that none of us should murmur if it should fall to our own lot. When our Lord was upon earth, although He is the Prince of the kings of the earth, yet He walked the footpath of weariness and service as the servant of servants. What wonder is it if His followers, who are princes of the blood, should also be looked down upon as inferior and contemptible persons? The world is upside down, and therefore the first are last, and the last first. See how the servile sons of Satan lord it in the earth. What a high horse they ride! How they lift up their horn on high! Haman is in the court, while Mordecai sits in the gate. David wanders on the mountains, while Saul reigns in state. Elijah is complaining in the cave, while Jezebel is boasting in the palace. Yet who would wish to take the places of the proud rebels, and who, on the other hand, might not envy the despised saints? When the wheel turns, those who are lowest rise, and the highest sink. Patience, then, believer. Eternity will right the wrongs of time. Let us not fall into the error of letting our passions and carnal appetites ride in triumph while our nobler powers walk in the dust. Grace must reign as a prince and make the members of the body instruments of righteousness. The Holy Spirit loves order, and He therefore sets our powers and faculties in due rank and place, giving the highest room to those spiritual faculties which link us with the great King. Let us not disturb the divine arrangement, but ask for grace that we may keep under our body and bring it into subjection. We were not new created to allow our passions to rule over us, but that we, as kings, may reign in Christ Jesus over the triple kingdom of our spirit, soul, and body, to the glory of God the Father. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Jericho has its counterpart then in the life of the Christian, in the life especially of the Christian worker and soul winner. And of course, throughout its history, the church has been like Israel confronting Jericho. The Apostle John said, we know that we are of God and that the whole world lieth in wickedness. The world lies in the lap of the power of the wicked one. It's just like Jericho. It does not welcome the advance of the gospel. The world did not welcome the Church of Christ. When you think of what happened on the day of Pentecost and thereafter, you would imagine that such a movement should have been warmly welcomed. What else was setting men free? What else was mending hearts that were broken, mending homes that were broken, making rebels into peacemakers, drunkards into sober saints? What else was doing it? Nothing in this whole wide world. And yet the Church of Christ was violently opposed because the world, like Jericho, was fast shut up against the Lord. Determined to halt its progress, it did everything it could to crush the infant church. The Lord Jesus had warned his disciples of this opposition. He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up into their councils. And they'll scourge you in their synagogues. And you'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." The church's mission is just like the mission that Israel had. As Israel was called to compass Jericho, so the Church of Christ compasses this old world. And that mission will never finish until Revelation 11 verse 15 comes to pass. When the seventh angel sounded and there was a great voice in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Until then, the church is only compassing the world. That's all it's doing. In that time, we will have the remnant corresponding to the little number of people who were saved in Jericho. We'll have a remnant saved out of Jericho. But it is not the job of the church to revamp the political and social fabric of the world. Oh, the gospel will have an effect in all those things. It always does. It is our job to compass about this world as Israel compassed Jericho, a testimony to our God who will save His remnant people under that precious red ribbon of blood as He did in Jericho. God will do it. And ultimately, Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15 will be fulfilled. And God will make the kingdoms of this world His and His Christ's. That leads me to the second observation. And it's this, that not only do we all have our Jerichos in that we face deeply established strongholds of resistance, but the Lord assures His people of victory. I'm going to take very little time in establishing this. But the Lord assures His people of victory. And that's true on a personal level. It's true on the level of service. And it's true ultimately for the whole church. Now let's understand that. I think one of the great absent themes of the pulpit today is Christian victory. There is so much emphasis on the psychological answer, or should I say not the answer, but the psychological band-aid that preachers are putting on so many problems, that Christians are, they're so warped in their thinking now, that all they have is this neat little psychological trick for this problem. Whereas the scripture way is to bring us to the depths of spiritual victory. And when you're living in the victory, let me tell you, You'll face your problems in a totally different way. When you're living in the victory, Christian victory, individually, in the service of the soul winner, and in the witness of the church, is one of the great themes of Scripture, both Old and New Testament. Notice in verse 2, the Lord said unto Joshua, see. Now this is the equivalent of the New Testament's constant behold. When God says see or behold, it's a figure of speech, the big name of which is asterismos. And it simply is saying, give me your attention. Here's something you must not miss. Don't just read the words. Don't simply roll past this verse. Here is something of great importance. God draws special attention to it. See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, the mighty men of valor. Now that's what he says. Not I will give it into your hand. That would be good. But this is better. I have given it into your hand. You see, when you read the gospel, you have to take note of the things that are already complete in Christ, even though they are yet future in our experience. And Christian victory is one of them. Christian victory is not something that comes as the result of what we do. It comes to us as the result of what Christ has done. On the basis of what he has done, he gives us the promise of a victory already purchased. And it's there to be entered into. Sure, as in the case of the children of Israel at Jericho, our way will be impeded. Sure, there will be times of battle and rigorous trial. But we must understand that the captain of the Lord's host is the captain of every host, including the hosts of Jericho. The Lord has already determined the outcome of the battle. It's not in doubt. He has guaranteed victory to his people. Christian, learn it this morning. When, like Paul, you say, O wretched man that I am, that's your own conscious experience. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? That's the cry of the spiritual heart. If you don't want to be delivered, it's because you're yet in your sin. But oh, if you delight in the law of God after the inward man, you're crying, who will deliver me? Who will lead me into victory? And the answer is, I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is holiness for a Christian. There's victory over sin. There's victory over evil habits. There's victory over the propensities of the flesh. Christians too often are making excuses for their flesh, making excuses for their sin. There are Christians living in what could only be termed vicious pornography. They fill their minds with the filth and the uncleanness of Hollywood. They sit down and they look at licentious, lustful wickedness on television for hour after hour after hour. They read magazines and books that are ungodly and unclean, and then they wonder why they're not living in victory. My friend, I want to tell you, there is Christian holiness. There is Christian victory for every child of God. Matters not what the evil habit or wicked propensity may be. There's power in the blood that saved us from hell to save us from the power of sin. It's true in every area of our lives. Victory for us as we seek to take our stand for God. Victory for us as we seek to give out the gospel. Victory for us as we get a vision of the mission fields of the world and set out to reach the lost for Christ. There is victory. And ultimately, there's glorious victory for the whole cause of God and Church of Christ. The second psalm gives us an insight into that final outcome. There you've got the opposition of the world. Why do the people rage and the people imagine a vain thing? You have the rulers of the world combining. It's the same idea as Isaiah had when he had the, and as the psalmist had when he had the idea of confederacy against God. The rulers of this world getting together against the Lord and against His Christ. Let us break His bands asunder. But he that sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. He says, I have declared this decree. He says of his Son, I have set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. There's not a thing that the world and the devil can do about it. The victory is ours in Christ. Let us understand this, that the Church of Jesus Christ labors in the certainty of victory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.